This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Reid Schaffner, Vice President of Product Strategy at Cornerstone. Reid, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. We're here at Unleash. Can you tell me a little bit about Cornerstone?
Cornerstone is the widely recognized leader in talent management. We offer four main product lines, including learning, which is probably our most well-known business, performance management, recruiting, and HR. Obviously, in Europe, I think HR has become a very big business for us, and it's one of the areas that we're very excited about going into the future.
And in terms of the target market you have, where do you focus your efforts?
I think that's one of the things that makes us unique is we have customers that range from small businesses and sub 100 employees all the way up to global multinationals with hundreds of thousands of employees.
That's a wide range. So how do you maintain a competitive edge across each of those markets?
One thing that makes us very unique is that learning and development is at the core of everything that we do. So whether we're investing in recruiting, whether we're investing in performance, whether we're investing in HR, we continue to go back to this idea that we believe that development is core to each of those areas, and how we bring that into those is something that we look at that sets us apart from the competition. I think going forward, one of the things that you'll see us focus more on, and I know this is something that you want to talk about, is integrations. We want to make it very easy for people to bring in whatever it may be, or any innovation that they're seeing in the ecosystem. We want to make that as simple to connect to Cornerstone as possible, and I think that'll be a big area of differentiation for us going forward.
I'm glad you brought up integrations. What we're seeing is companies saying, well, actually, I've got this operational data and I've got these operational processes. How can I integrate learning into those operational processes? So I might be inside my professional services system, but actually I want to draw in some of the learning practices from things like their learning management system. How are you approaching that?
We have a number of different things coming to try and make that possible for folks. Over the course of this year, you'll see us open up a lot of endpoints that we didn't have before that allow people to bring training into new places. We're trying to make it more flexible to consume our content as well. Earlier this year, we announced, for example, that if you buy one of our content packages, you actually just get the LXP. We're trying to make it much easier to bring that development content wherever people want to consume it. Obviously, we have integrations with things like Salesforce, where you can take all of your training content and view it where you're working. Broadly, I talked about this on a panel earlier today too. As a theme, we agree very much with Burson's idea of this in the flow of work. We want everything to be in the flow of work, whether that's performance management, whether that's learning content. We want you to consume it kind of where you're already doing things today versus having to come and jump off to another portal.
Are you delivering that through APIs, or are you delivering it through mobile enablement, or are you delivering it also through deeper strategic relationships?
Yes, that we can only have those deeper strategic relationships if we give people the developer endpoints that they want. Broadly, the HR ecosystem has lagged a little bit with what we do for developers. If you look at something like Slack, and it's really exciting to see them here, I can build a Slack app and have it deployed in the same day. It's much harder for me to do that in traditional HR platforms today, and I think that's where we want to get to with our partners.
It's interesting you brought up Slack, because in terms of the collaboration, and Salesforce obviously have Quip, which they announced on Service Cloud today. Do you see that as the kind of tool that people will use rather than the more traditional ERP and the process-centric solutions?
It's not just Slack. It's Microsoft Teams. It's Outlook. There are tools where people spend the majority of their working day already that we can extend and bring more value into.
Is that where you see the battle of the software market, where people want to capture where people spend most of their working day?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a battle that Cornerstone's in the heart of, because you're supplementing those applications rather than becoming one of those applications.
Yeah. It's all about how do you piggyback on top of those applications. HR organizations, I think, will benefit from this a lot. Today, you have to teach users to go to this portal to consume all of this stuff. And so I think if we can supplement it in those applications, that's just a powerful story for our customers.
In the flow of work.
In the flow of work.
It's quite clear here at Unleashed there is a huge number of vendors out there in the space. I think the number's like 5,000 or so vendors in the space. Do you see there's going to be consolidation in the market, and how do you see that falling out?
There'll be a little bit of both. Obviously, I was part of that consolidation. I founded a startup that Cornerstone acquired. I've participated in it a little bit. There will definitely be some level of consolidation, particularly in areas like recruiting. But at the end of the day, too, what you're going to see more of, though, is that we have to open up our platforms, and we actually have to start supporting all of the startups that are out there in the ecosystem. Having just been at a startup, it's much harder than the big companies let on to actually build against what they have in place today. They say, oh, yes, we're open, we have all these APIs. And then you look under the covers, and you're like, oh, I can't actually do any of these things that I want to do. As you have these bigger players coming in, that's going to become more of a necessity. There'll be both consolidation, but I also think customers are demanding more integrations than we've had historically.
So is Cornerstone more startup friendly now that you're head of product?
I think we will definitely be, yes. We've actually probably been more startup friendly than most anyway. If you look at what we're doing in the HR ecosystem, I don't think we're trying to come in as a rip and replace solution. We're very much coming in as a, hey, we want to integrate with what you have in place. We want to sit on top of it, and we want to continue to let you extend that. We'll be more startup friendly. We will practice what we preach in terms of opening up more endpoints across our suites.
Working now for a learning company, your heritage was in recruitment in terms of WorkPop, which is the startup you sold. How does that integrate into the gig economy? Because we're looking at people educating around the continuous education in terms of work, life, education. It's no longer you get educated, you go to work, and then you retire and live your life. Now it's a continuous cycle through those three processes. So what's Cornerstone's approach to that?
One, I think it's a fascinating challenge. When you look at the gig economy, one of the things that I'm particularly interested in looking at is this concept of data ownership. Historically, if I go to work for a company, the company kind of owns everything about me. They own my performance reviews. If I take training there, they're the ones that keep the log of that. If I'm a contractor and I'm working there, portability becomes a really interesting thing. Do my certifications carry with me? Do my performance reviews carry with me? This certainly happens on the open market today. If you look at platforms like Upwork or Fiverr, if I'm a contractor on those platforms, I have this concept of reputation. There's going to be an interesting trend around how do we bring that into core HR platforms. It's going to result in a level of sharing that maybe we haven't seen before. In some industries that are heavily regulated, we've already seen our customers pushing for standardization around certifications and trainings, because they see that it's not worth their money to go own the IP around an industry standard thing that they need gig economy workers to train on.
To use a buzzword, blockchain, do you see that as a valid use for blockchain in terms of certification?
Blockchain is certainly a way that we are evaluating to achieve that. I don't know that necessarily you need blockchain to achieve some of the things that people want. We're looking at it. It may not be the ultimate route that we go to support it.
What are the key trends you're seeing in recruitment at the moment?
There's quite a few. One, there is just an unbelievable pace of innovation on the sourcing side. If you look at what Indeed and ZipRecruiter and LinkedIn and Reed over here are doing, there's just so much innovation on that side that is really taking place. One of the reasons for that, frankly, is that the volume of data that those guys have access to, because they're not limited to the silo of one ATS. They see the application volume across every job. There's some really interesting stuff going on there. We're certainly seeing a lot of strides being made with respect to machine learning and AI, whether that be kind of simple things around obviously being able to identify candidates who might be a good fit for a role. We're also seeing it in terms of process improvements. So being able to suggest actions to recruiters, this is the side that isn't talked about as much, but if I'm a recruiter, your email does this today. If you open up Google or Outlook on your phone, it'll say, hey, I saw this person emailed you and it's been 5 days. Did you mean to respond? We see people being able to do similar things with suggested actions for recruiters. So I see Steven applied to this job. We think he's going to be in demand. It's been 48 hours. You haven't responded yet. Go ahead and reply. There's some really interesting things going on with conversational interfaces. Video can continue to play a bigger role in the application process. Right now, recruiting is seeing a lot of innovation, probably even more so than any other space at the moment because it's so broken.
I differentiate recruitment from selection.
Yeah.
There's also innovation in selection. What work are you seeing within selection?
Again, it's just all over. You have people doing things with automated monitoring of video interviews, and you have people doing really cool things with assessments and really deep science around assessments that we haven't seen before. Across the board, we see people doing really clever things.
What are Cornerstone doing in that wider outreach for recruitment? Is that a partner strategy, or is that something you're looking to engage in a wider ecosystem?
Both. One of the things that's a theme for us in the year ahead is that there are so many incredible tools out there in the market that we'll never be able to replicate all of them. One of the things that we really want to do is make it very easy. If you want to layer on a chatbot, we want to make it very easy for you to be able to read and write the candidate data that that chatbot might want to interact with. Certainly, it's a partner play. There are other areas too, though, where we just believe that given the direct access to data that we have, that some of it we should build in-house. Because you think about things like those suggested actions in workflow, that's something that we feel we should do as the ATS. A lot of the tools that exist on the periphery, like whether it be video screening, whether it be interview scheduling, the more that we can let our customers choose what they want to do there, the better.
There are some platforms out there that want to draw in all those gig workers, but do you think that there's going to be a winner in that market, or do you think there's going to be industry winners in those market, or do you think it's still going to be a free-for-all in a few years' time?
On the marketplace side, you'll probably see, as tends to be the case, supply ultimately wins. It lends itself well to consolidation in terms of where people will go to get that talent. But in terms of once they start to move into the enterprise, away from the, hey, consumer platforms where I can go buy them one off, you'll see something very similar to what you saw with general recruiting, where there's been more consolidation on the supply side. Obviously, Indeed is a behemoth, LinkedIn is a behemoth, but there's still fragmentation in the tools that the enterprises uses to interface with those sourcing providers.
Changing tack, we've spoken about AI, which really I think you're talking about augmented intelligence in a sense and giving insights and suggestions to those recruiters. What about analytics? Because I've not heard you talk about analytics and using analytics on the data sets you already have. So what are you seeing there?
Broadly, one of the biggest things that we're seeing is that it's a movement towards insights and not just analytics. What AI can do there that's exciting is, can we show you the trends and the exciting data in your business instead of you downloading a CSV, bringing it into Excel, and trying to figure out what's going on? Whether that's using it to do things like predict when you need to post a job before you do, because we can see historically that your churn rate is this, and at this time of year you need to hire this many people. Predictive insights is really what's exciting right now.
And do you see those insights becoming actions?
One of the themes we talk a lot about internally, and I talk about with my team, is how do we get those insights not just in front of people that are working in the HR group, not in front of the practitioners, but directly to the managers? Because I think once we can do that with those HR insights, that's when we'll really start to be able to move those business outcomes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was great.